Live Oak resident Dennis Talsis provides organic meat, milk, and eggs to 200 families in Florida. The owner of Full Circle Farm has been in the organic animal farming business for the last 8 years. Talsis says organic farming differs greatly from factory farming.
Night and day. We are small and we are chemical free. The opposite of a factory farm where everything is done on pasture. Nothing is confined. Everything is free range or open pasture. And like our cows spend 23 and a half hours a day in the pasture and are only brought in for milking. And that takes, you know, maybe a half an hour. We have chickens and cows and goats. We do meat, milk, and eggs the old way, like it was done 100 years ago without chemicals.
Stasis says chickens in organic farming are raised cage-free on a natural diet that includes insects.
Well, our chickens, for example, are allowed to be a chicken. They're allowed to peck and scratch and roam freely on open pastures. They eat bugs and grubs and things like that. I laugh when I see eggs in the health food store from vegetarian hens, but they're free range. There's no hen is a vegetarian if she's truly free range. You throw a pack of hamburger in there, into a herd of chickens, they'll eat it in 20 seconds.
Chuck Cunningham works at the University of South Florida. He has been living in Florida for the last 20 years. He grew up in Long Island, New York, where he had his own organic farm with chickens, ducks, and horses. But because of cost and availability, he buys non-organic animal products.
We used the chickens for the eggs, and we did use some of the chickens to eat, which was very tasty. I mean, not like today, you know. I mean, I know what I fed the chickens. They were fed, you know, good grain so that they grew up healthy and strong, and the eggs are always good.
Cunningham says now that he's in Florida, he buys eggs and chickens from regular grocery stores. That's even though, he says, both the taste and price of organic and non-organic poultry differ greatly.
I buy eggs from the grocery, chickens from the grocery store, which I have no idea, you know, what they're fed and how they're grown, but still got to eat, you know what I'm saying? It's not the same as when I was younger. The taste difference was just more natural. Years ago, you know, when I had my own chickens and my own egg. Today, I don't know, they have seem to be like artificial or injected with stuff to keep them looking good and tasting good, but there is a difference in taste. There is a big price difference, too, in this economy today with the economy the way it is. I guess you have to go with the lowest.
Nicole Labou, a spokesperson for Sweet Bay Supermarket, says the grocery chain offers both organic and non-organic eggs. The organic food at Sweet Bay is more expensive than their factory counterparts.
Our eggs actually come from an organization called CalMaine, and they are located right in our backyard in Zephyr Hills, Florida. Sweet Bay carries both organic and non-organic eggs. Yeah, typically a customer is going to find that organic eggs and organic poultry is probably going to be double from the actual price, and our prices vary from week to week. So if you consider what you pay for traditional poultry eggs, your organic is probably going to be about twice as much.
The cows in Dennis Stasis Organic Farm are fed nutrient-dense grass to produce milk. He grows that grass by treating the soil on his Florida farm with natural products.
No grain. We don't feed any grain to our herbivores. Our cows eat green grass. To make nutrient-dense milk, you have to have nutrient-dense food for these animals. Okay. So the cows need grasses that are nutrient-dense. Florida soils are very lacking, very sandy, and very poor, but you have to build them up, too. We came here with 0.5% organic matter or humus in the soil, and now we have it built up to 5%. You have to have nutrient-holding capacity in your soil if you want to grow nutrient-dense grasses.
The chickens in non-organic poultry farms are often kept in close confinement and injected with artificial antibiotics. Stasis blamed last fall's salmonella outbreak in eggs on factory farming.
Okay, well, all those outbreaks are happening from factory farming. There's 300,000 chickens in one building. There's too many chickens in one place. That's what we call concentration camps for chickens. The chickens never see one day of their whole life of fresh air and sunshine. Two-thirds of the antibiotics produced today goes to animal feeding, and it's very sad. We're ruining the immune system of our animals, and that's why we're having disease outbreaks.
Cunningham, who used to have his own farm, agrees.
When I was younger, I never had that problem or that worry of salmonella because, like I said, I know the chickens were being fed with organic food and, you know, taken care of.
Several communities in the Tampa Bay area are considering allowing residents to raise chickens in their own backyards. Both Stalsis and Cunningham say it is easy to do and it can supply enough eggs to feed a whole family.
You don't need but a quarter of an acre to have a few chickens in your backyard. There's henspa.com. There's a guy that makes a neat little chicken coop. You can have 5, 6, 7 birds in your backyard. Fresh eggs every day, absolutely. What a nutritional treat. My friend and nutrition guru, Jerry Brunetti, calls eggs hen fruit.
I would just suggest that, you know, to try and do and the same if you can get a couple of chickens of your own and feed them and have your own eggs, and then you know what you're feeding them. So your eggs are going to be a lot better than what you're buying in the store.
You can find more information on organic animal farming on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sadia Ahmed.